Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date, September 17th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, call Dan. Text him and let him know you're calling and call him on his cell at 316-619-4886. That's 316-619-4886. You can always find us, find the updates with the breaking news and all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, all of our contact information, and everything's on our ministry hub at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, YouTube, and some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime.
Airtime.
Okay, on another note, let's thank our listener base worldwide at places like Warsaw, Poland, Mexico City, Mexico, Brisbane, Australia, and then in the USA we have Seattle, Washington, Raleigh, North Carolina, Arlington, Texas, and Wichita, Kansas, back in the number one spot. Listens more listeners to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, amen. You said all of it. Okay, folks, I still wish that you would please send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org. That's radio@messiahsbranch.org. Or text to my phone and let us know what city you're in, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. And we will not use your email or text to solicit any donations or anything like that. Anyway. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Now, prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's get this song over with first real quick, but... And then we will get on with the program.
Well, let's go. We got to let people know. Well, let's go. And let the gospel flow. Let them know that Jesus can save. On the cross his life blood he gave. He poured it out for sinners. He's looking for redeemers. Let's tell him that he rose from the grave. Well, let's go. We got to let people know. Well, let's go. And let the gospel flow. Know that Jesus is King. Peace and love and joy he will bring. And when they feel like dying and there's no use in trying, let's tell them Christ is everything. Let them know that God's on the throne and gives them every good thing they own. Let's teach them to be grateful and pray that they'll be faithful, that he's the best friend we've ever known.
Well, that was another Brother Ben song, of course. Folks, if you got some good songs that you own the rights to or whatever, or you'd like for me to play it, send me a link to it or send it to me. Talk about it. I'm looking for some other music. I'd like to have a song, you know, just like before you go to praise it, before you do, you know, your Bible studies and stuff, you need a song, you know, those kind of things. And I'm probably not talking loud enough. My voice is low today. Anyway, what happens, first off, let me talk about Sinai to Zion. That is the official name of Joel Richardson's new book. Now, a lot of these subjects that I talk about off and on, and I make reference to the way that Messiah returns and what's going to happen, folks, if you get this new book, and I am trying to push this new book, Sinai to Zion, you will see what the Bible really says about when he returns. And so it's really important, and Joel's been working on this book for a couple of years. And so, in fact, I think he's taken longer with this book than he has most all of his previous ones. Of course, I can't swear to that because I'm not Joel. But Sinai to Zion is going to start mailing out this month, towards the end of the month, he said, and we'll be getting him on. I didn't pressure him first because I haven't read the book yet. I want to read more of it, and then I'm going to get him on. That could change at any time. Anyway, so that happens, and most people, you know, most people are always talking about how, you know, what feast is happening this week, first off, let's go with that.
On Friday at sundown begins Rosh Hashanah, which is also this week with Sabbath.
Right, it happens at dark on Friday, and it's also the weekly Sabbath, and Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. And we want to concentrate on the trumpet part of it because we're going to read what the Bible actually says about it. But everybody's always talking about, you know, they're talking about the rapture and how, well, okay, this beast of trumpets, we're flying out. Well, there's only 7 trumpets mentioned in the book of Revelation. And I really strongly, this is a challenge. You know, folks are real big on challenges nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
I challenge you, all of you, especially if you believe in preacher rapture, no matter what version you believe, to go to the book of Revelations and start in 8, Revelation 8. Well, you can read the whole thing, but if you start in Revelation 8, it starts talking about the trumpets that are blown. And see what goes on before it gets to the last trumpet. Why do I emphasize last trumpet? Let's go with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Okay, now, we shall be changed. That means those of us, and I'll clarify in 1 Thessalonians, but Here's the emphasis. This is one of the biggest pre-trib rapture scriptures they point to, and I don't know, because they say in a twinkling of an eye, and we're always emphasizing on the rapture, but without listening to the context of what it says at the last trumpet, right?
Right.
Yeah, it don't say at the first trumpet. It don't say at a hidden trumpet. It says at the last trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's those of us who are alive will be changed in a blinking of an eye. Well, we can clarify that better with this.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if I believe that Yeshua died and rose, for if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yeshua will Yahweh bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of Yeshua shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Yeshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Messiah.
Well, with Yeshua. Right. Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay, so from the Gitzke these two, Paul is pointing out, we're going to be raised with the trump of Yahweh. Those of us that are alive will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So that means there will still be Christians.
Those that are left that are alive that are saved in Yeshua, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not everybody that's alive, because we ran with him for 1,000 years trying to get them to believe, you know, that's their last chance. They have, and if they don't, then it's all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. It seems, you know, what's really, the Bible's real more simplistic than people try to do it. To believe a pre-trib rapture, you really got to jostle the scriptures and just take bits and pieces and put it together. But if you read it in context.
Right, because it says it all over and over and over again. The dead in Christ shall rise first and meet those and then reign for 1,000 years. So if you're already up there, how are you going to raise out of the dead? How are you going to raise out of the ground? Where are you going to go back into your grave so you can raise up when the Lord comes?
Okay. Now, I'm going to prove, and people say, well, he can come this Feast of Trumpets. You know, that would be this Friday. He's going to come on the Feast of Trumpets. Well, I don't even know if he is going to return he will return on a final feast. You go through and read the trumpets, that's clear. But there's seven trumpets, and so we're going to go through a little bit of some of the trumpets about what happens and when. And that first one, we're going to go, yeah, we've got time for it. We're going to do that one first. Let's see here. Okay, we won't go through that part. Let me get it up here. Okay, first off, read this one. Asteroid news. Near-Earth rock just came closer than the moon. This was yesterday.
Okay, a newly discovered asteroid whizzed past Earth last night, coming closer to our planet than the moon. Asteroid 2020 RF3 flew within one lunar distance, the distance between the Earth and the moon, making it the 61st asteroid to do so this year. Astronomers only discovered the asteroid on September 12, 2020, shortly before it made its close approach last night. The space rock, which was found by the astronomers using the Pan-STARRS telescope in Hawaii, came within just 0.24 lunar distance, or 92,000 kilometers of the Earth. Asteroid RF3 is a small space rock with an estimated diameter of 5.3 and 12 meters. The asteroid belongs to the 18 group of space rocks, which are asteroids which have an orbit with a close proximity to the Earth. According to NASA, there are more than 1,100 Aton asteroids in this solar system. This is the second asteroid in less than a month that NASA has failed to spot until the last minute.
Okay. Now, I don't know if I have time to read this before the break, so I'll just talk about it. Yeah, okay. Let's see. I got four. I'll read this verse and then we'll talk about it. And this is Revelation 8. Okay. And when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven or space of about a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before Yahweh, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came up with the prayers of the saints ascended up before Yahweh out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, so that'd be the first trump, right?
Right.
Okay, the first angel sounded, and they were followed by hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees would burn up, and all the grass would burn up. Now, okay, if this is the first trump, right?
Right.
Okay, and the second trump, and so there's seven trumps, and Yahweh, or Yeshua, rather, comes back on the seventh trump. Has a third part of the trees been burned up and all the grass burned up yet? Has that happened? No, I mean right now.
No, a third part of the world, no.
No, well, and you're hesitant probably because you're thinking about the fires and
yeah,
stuff. But,
not, yeah,
but that's not a third part of the world.
No.
By any way, no. Way means or trump. So, according to Revelation, if and according to what Paul says, he comes at the last trumpet. So we have to see
the first trumpet hasn't sounded yet.
Because why?
Because a third part of the trees hasn't burned up, and all the green grass is still not burned up.
Still not burn up.
Right.
So, okay. And the second angel sounded, as if it were a great mountain burning with fire and cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood.
Not yet.
Yeah, the sea's still pretty sea, right? You know, I mean.
Some places had oil spills, but they didn't have no blood yet.
And they've had a lot of garbage and stuff in them. But the point is, a third part of the sea has not turned to blood yet. And that's the second trumpet. And a third part of the creatures were in the sea. Well, and this was part of it, though. I didn't read it. And a third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life, died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. Now, so that's all in the first three trumpets, right? Two. Yeah.
First two.
Okay. Now, this is the one we're going to kind of focus on. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third part of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died because of the waters.
Because they were made bitter.
Because they were made bitter. Now, is that going to happen? Let's talk about that a minute.
Well, it's going to happen. It's in the Bible, but has it happened? No.
Okay. But, so why do you think that I read that little thing about the asteroid?
Because that's what it's going to be, is one of those. It's just something that comes out of the sky and hits the earth and turns a third part of the waters into wormwood. And then man died because the water's bitter. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it missed.
Okay. But, but here's the point. Here's my real point, is we keep getting closer and closer to it, because that was, I don't know what they said in the article, it was the second or third one, that they just came out of nowhere, even though they supposedly know where all these space rocks are at. They keep coming out of nowhere, and it's happening. They're getting closer and closer and closer all the time. This is inside the Earth and the Moon's orbit, so it came between us and the Moon, you know. So these are getting closer and closer for people to think that, well, that's never going to happen. We're getting closer and closer, and we're in that age of it. I believe all these are warnings. So you always say, look at your word, look at your word, look at your word. You know, it's going to happen. Well, we're going to have to go to a break, so tell them where they can find us.
Okay, you can find all of the radio archives about the Mission Church, and all of our contact information is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Israel, Israel, by the great sea, borders from the river Nile. This land to his servant Abraham by promise to him and his seed.
Moses seen this land of promise beyond the river Jordan. God gave to his servant Abraham. Doubt of it rise a nation for all the world to see. Israel, Israel, God has chosen Israel. Isaac and Jacob by faith did receive the spoken word of the Father, blessing all their needs. They dwelt in the land of Canaan, where Jesus would be born. Israel, Israel, God has chosen Israel.
Israel, Israel, from the river Nile to the Euphrates. God has given all this land to his servant Abraham by promise to him and his seed. By promise to him and his
history records that the seventh-day Sabbath was not set aside by early Christians, and that it has never ceased to be observed. Athanasius, a theologian who attended the Nicene Council, recorded the fact that in 340 A.D. he and his fellow believers observed the seventh-day Sabbath. He was not the only theologian to report the observance after the time of Constantine. Socrates Scholasticus, a church historian who lived in the late 4th and early 5th century, made the following statement. Touching the communion, there are sundry observations, for almost all the churches throughout the world do celebrate and receive the holy mysteries every Sabbath. Socrates said that some, based on tradition, observe Sunday and went on to differentiate between the Sabbath and Sunday, stating, I mean the Saturday and Sunday upon which the Christians are wont to meet solemnly in the church. Jesus said that not even the slightest aspect of the law will change. The fourth commandment, which instructs us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, is one of those commandments. It was established at the time of creation, observed by Jesus and his followers, by saints down through the centuries, and will be observed in the new heavens and the new earth. Athanasius' statement regarding the observation of the Sabbath sums it up. We assemble on Saturday not that we are infected with Judaism, but only to worship Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And, of course, I have here with me...
Linda Catlin.
Linda Catlin. Oh, I almost skipped her, didn't I, folks?
Yeah.
I couldn't miss you in a million years. Yeah, right. Okay. 35 years. Anyway, so we were talking about the Feast of Trumpets before we went on break, and we were talking about how... Paul pointed out that at the last trumpet of Yahweh, that's when that, what would happen?
That the dead in Christ will rise first, and Yeshua will meet Yeshua in the air, and then all of us will change into our glorified bodies, and then we're going to reign within 4,000 years, trying to get everybody to turn to the Lord.
Okay, so that's the rapture. You know, that's the point. That's at the rapture, and it happens at the last trump. So we were going through the trumpets of Yahweh that are found in the book of Revelation. So, pointed out that the first angel sounded and there was, what happened? There was a third part of the trees were burnt up and the grass was burnt up. And that was at the first trumpet because there was a fire, you know, hail mingled with blood, fire came down to the ground. The second was what?
The mountains on fire, and the third part of the sea turned to blood.
Right, a third part of the sea turned to blood, and a third part of the ships were destroyed, and the third part of the creatures in the sea died. Okay, and then we went into the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, which I think that to be an asteroid, you know, or some kind of an object from the earth, and that's why we read that news article in the first place, saying they're getting closer and closer. That's called wormwood. But what happened then? Many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And what's amazing, you know, is we're following a pattern of, I wonder why Yahweh has chosen, he'd say, well, a third part gets destroyed him and here, and then another third of this gets destroyed, but he's doing it in thirds. That's a pattern, and I'm wondering why the pattern. Anyway, so
it takes 3 days and 3 nights in the earth, everything's three.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. And that's as good a point as any because, you know, I don't know. And a fourth angel sounded, so this is the fourth trumpet, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon was, and a third part of the stars. So as a third part of them were darkened, the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So then we lose a third part of the daylight, you know. So
right, so instead of 12 and 12, it'll be... Third and thirds instead of twos.
Well, it'll be, well, third will be taken away. So,
right.
You know, we will have two-thirds, we'll have a third less daylight. Right. Okay. And beheld, an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe and woe unto the earth by reason of the other voices and the trumpets of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So we've had four trumpets, and now an angel's flying through the midst of heaven, screaming for the people of the earth. Okay. So, now, let's go to this one.
Okay, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from the heaven unto the earth, and unto him was given a key to the bottomless pit of the bottomless pit.
Now, stop. Now, sometimes, see, here's another thing. You've got to back up and think about these things. Now, the fourth angel is described as blowing, and what fell, what wasn't the fourth angel, it was the star that fell.
Was third.
Was a third, and it was called wormwood. So that star, though, from the way that sounds like an asteroid, you know, or something like that, burning. But now the fifth angel says that there's a star fall from heaven, and to him was given a key to the bottomless pit. A lot of people don't realize especially in the King James Version Bible, is that when they say star, it actually means angel.
Yeah, a cherub.
It doesn't necessarily mean cherub either, because there's different angels. There's cherubs. Those have four faces and four sets of wings, and the whole things are described in Ezekiel. And then there's angels like the Archangel Michael and stuff. They're like a huge, big human being. And so there's different kinds of angels. And so, but on this one, a fifth angel was started, and he fell from heaven under the earth, and to him was given a key to the bottomless pit. This could possibly be when Satan is thrown out of heaven, and it could be him. There's a lot of debate. People say that he's already thrown out of heaven, and he's already making war on the earth. I'm not going to debate all this, but this angel, when it comes down, what does it do?
He opens the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them were given power, and the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of Yahweh in their foreheads.
Now, okay, well, this tells us a lot about this last statement here. Now, people say that Yahweh would not, you know, submit his people to all these things, and so therefore that's why they're going to be raptured out. But listen to this. It says, those men which had not the seal of Yahweh in their foreheads. So right now, there's so much to read into that.
Wow. Right, but that's not even the end. The rest of it says, and to them it was given that they would be not killed, but they should be tormented for five months. And their torment was not the torment of a scorpion, which was stricken of a man.
Okay, but you jumped in too soon with that.
Well, that's the same.
And I'll explain it to you as I'm explaining it. It was commanded they should not hurt the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men which have not the seal,
right,
of Yahweh. But I'm still talking about that for a minute. Okay, so if these people that are going to be tormented, as you pointed out, don't have that seal, then that means that there are people still here on earth that have the seal of Yahweh. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to differentiate. Say, now, when you go down there, don't hurt the ones that don't have the seal of Yahweh. Just hurt the ones that don't have the seal of Yahweh in their forehead. So apparently, there must be some down here that have the seal of Yahweh in their forehead before them to go after the others. You see the reasoning? So there are those of us. We will be sealed. Yahweh says, if you read in Ezekiel, it talks about how the people of God will be, those that are weeping and crying for those things that are to come, are going to be sealed.
These are the people that are enduring to the end.
Right. Let me finish this statement. It plainly states in Ezekiel that there are people that are weeping and crying for what is to come upon the earth that will be sealed in the forehead of Yahweh, and it starts out and from the throne. So there will be people here. This proves it. And so, but listen, so here we are, we're going on to the last trump is where we're headed to, but none of these things have happened yet. And it is like that. Read that punishment again.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. And their torment was a torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days, the man shall seek death and not find it, and shall desire to die, and the death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowned like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had their hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew, tongue of Abaddon.
Abaddon.
But in the Greek tongue, half his name is Apollyon.
Okay, now we'll stop right there before you go anyway. Okay, so right here, that's by the way, that's Satan.
Yeah.
You know, this Hebrew tongue guy, Apollyon and Abaddon, that's Satan. He is the king over the bottomless pit, you know. So at least that's what we believe, you know. One thing about the word of God, Yahweh, is we see things darkly. We don't know crystal clear. We can only, you know, articulate. But anyway, it looks and sounds like that Satan, the devil. Okay, so let's go on.
Okay. And the sixth angel sounded, one woe was passed, and beheld, there came two woes more after hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard the voice of the four horns of the golden altar, which is before Yahweh, saying unto the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river of Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them.
Keep going. Oh, I'm sorry.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacketh and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of man killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is their mouth, and in their tails, and their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, and they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented there of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.
Okay, so this is the first six trumpets. And so, you know, there's not... The Word talks about it all the time. It's about how many people are left upon the earth when Yeshua actually returns. So you're seeing really a small number. You're going to see the believers alive. You know, you're going to see those people alive. But yes, a lot of the evil people are being weeded out, you know, and they're dying. And they want to die at that time, but still, look at this, even down to the last trumpet, these people said they never repented of their murders, nor their sorceries, or of their fornication, or of their thefts. So, let's go, we'll go on here. You want me to put that over there?
No, I can see it.
Okay.
Okay, Revelation chapter 10.
Okay, give me just 30 seconds here, Mother. All right.
Okay, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet were pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book opened, and he sat his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, and when the lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are and the earth, and the things that are therein are the sea and the things that are therein, and there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants of the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, saying, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me that little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, and it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I ate it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings.
Okay, now that she's talking. Now this is a vision of John. So the angel was talking to John during this circumstance, and this is what John was watching. And that's, to me, I think that's a representation. That little book is, well, it was sweet. It looked sweet. It was probably the book of life that he ate up, but when he got it in his belly, it was bitter because there were so few people in it. But I don't know. I can't prove that, but we are going to go on here. Now, here is what... Right here, this is the sounding of the seventh trumpet, and that's when Yahweh or Yeshua returns. Go ahead. This is.
Okay, and it was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of Yahweh and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, cloth in sackcloth.
Okay, stop. So there's going to be two witnesses. Now here's something else that hasn't happened yet. Yeshua has not returned yet. The seventh trumpet has not come. And in fact, we're probably not even going to have time to get to it, because it doesn't happen until in chapter 19, and we're just on like 11. But the point is that these are things that happened before. So what happens? So at some point, there's going to be two witnesses. They'll prophesy 260 days clothed in sackcloth. Now, that will be in Jerusalem where they are doing it. And they work many miracles and everything. And finally, they will, because this is fishing to switch over and talk about all what's happening during this period of time. It's going to talk about the Antichrist and all these other things. But still, the seventh trumpet has not sounded yet because these things have not happened. We're going to finish this chapter for sure.
Okay, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before Yahweh of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of the prophecy of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all the plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lay in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also the Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days and shall suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.
No, they shall suffer not their dead bodies.
No, shall suffer not their bodies to be put in graves.
Yeah, so they're just going to leave them laying in the street, go ahead.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life of Yahweh entered into them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither, and they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain a men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory of Yahweh to Yahweh of heaven. And the second woe is past, and beheld the third woe come quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders that which sat before Yahweh on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped Yahweh, saying, We give thee thanks, O Yahweh Almighty, which art and was and art to come. because thou hast taken to thee the great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead they shall be judged, and that they shall shouldest give a reward unto the servants of the prophets and to the saints, and them that fear the name shall small and great and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of Yahweh was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of his testimony, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes and great hail.
Okay. That's the seventh trumpet. That's the last trumpet. That's Yeshua returning. In the seven angels sounding, there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of Yahweh and of Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever. That is Yeshua's return. And when he comes, yeah, boom, look at what he's bringing with him. So he's bringing wrath down on the earth. And then when you go on from these, and then the word of Yahweh, the rest of Revelation explains the wrath of Yahweh. And so during the wrath that's poured out on the earth is poured out, when Yeshua returns, and in part by him as he heads towards Jerusalem, and where he's going to first stop at, and the first place he's going to be at is Mount Sinai. And Joel Richardson, that he explains that wrath and all that happened in that book. And
his new book coming out?
Yeah, his new book coming out, which will be here. It'll be in my possession sometime this month. And I think you can order it and buy it this month. I've been on the edge for this book for a couple of years, ever since he went to the real Mount Sinai. You know what I'm saying? That's when he said he was going to write the book. And then he had that one book about the real Mount Sinai, but he originally was going to make that one book, and then he decided he ought to split it in two, which was a good job. Otherwise, we'd still be waiting on the first part of the book for the real Mount Sinai. But, amen. And so, folks, now you can even book a trip over there. If you contact Joel Richardson, you can actually go to the real Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. That's a pretty fantastic thing. I remember when we just first found out about it with Ron Wyatt, and I never thought, I'd be able to walk in and look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Frank just set that up there. Yeah, I was looking at it.
Oh, anyway, but no, that actually isn't from Frank. That comes from the recording that I'm doing for this program. Anyway, so Mission Church, what's going on over there?
We're feeding. I'm about ready to do another closing day if I get enough clothes. I got about half of what I need to do it, but.
Right. Well, and a lot of those clothes, I don't know if you went through the boxes, about three of those boxes are children's clothes.
Right, but they take them. They have kids. A lot of them have grandkids and people that know kids. I have no trouble getting rid of kids' clothes. So.
Yeah, we really need some winter clothes.
We need winter clothes for men and women both, right?
Right. That's absolute. And let's go to this. I'm just simply mystified by, and folks, we do need large print King James Bibles. We discovered, or you discovered, a box of Bibles that we had at the house.
And they're gone. I think they're all gone.
Well, they're not all gone, but I don't know how many's in a case, but I counted.
I think there was 24 in that box I found.
Well, hear this reasoning, and I'll tell you, maybe there's more than 24 or less, but there's probably more than 24 in that box. Here's why. Elijah, my son, folks, laid them all out on the tables to give away. And if you go look at our YouTube, or not YouTube, but what do you call that?
Facebook live video.
Right. If you look at those Facebook live videos, you can see where they were all out on the table. And then I did another little short video later on, and pointing them out. And I counted there was at least 15 places that were vacant, and that wasn't, it might have been maybe half of them, I don't know. But the point is there was at least 15 Bibles gone, and that was in 30 minutes before I made that video. Then we just gave a case of those small ones out about a week ago, and there was
a bunch in that little box. There was a bunch of those little ones.
Right, and so my point is, look how many copies of the Word are getting out, it really amazes me. It seems like it's just unendless about how many Bibles that we can give away. I mean, you'd think if it was the same old people that.
Well, I have one lady. That one lady that comes in East that brings us flavored water. She told me she takes a couple every time because she gives them to a friend.
Well, okay, but see, they're being
given out.
They're given out. They're being distributed. You know, I don't think they're taking them and throwing them in the trash. Of
no,
course not.
They're taking them.
They're taking them and they're giving them to other people, and you know, they're being distributed. So we do need large print King James Version Bibles. But folks, we really need your support. Like right now, we're trying to get the vegetables and things restocked at the church. You know, those canned vegetables, you were wanting to get those restocked and filled up because you're going through those vegetables pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll do a live video and let you see how many we got left. They're going down fast because I have to use three of each thing, three fruit, three vegetable. You know, I have to use three of each. And what amazed me was the in those canned vegetables, they even had canned potatoes, and they was only $2 a can. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, now but we can get at that time they were $2, but
now they're $3.
We can get them for $3 a can, and that's still it's still a really good price. So we do, you know, I'd like to raise $1,000 to be able to go in and just buy, because there's some other things that you're missing too, you know. And one of the things that we're missing is while you know you always seems to. I lose a little bit in donations, and a few days later, you know, he makes it up, but it's really unsure. We've had some long-time supporters that are still with us, but I'm telling you that...
Right now, we need blankets. Blankets, blankets, blankets. I'd like to get enough in the shed where I can have a blanket coat giveaway and give everybody that comes a blanket and a coat.
Okay. Well, folks, remember, we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
If you don't wish to help us, or consider a donation for radio airtime. Airtime isn't free, and donations keep us on the air. You can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money order. You can find all the information where at?
Prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks. Remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and always through him, is the way to the Father. Always be a blessing to others. You want to say goodbye, Mo?
I want to say shalom and have a very happy Rosh Hashanah.
Feast of Trumpets, that's that dark Friday, sound of trumpet, and...
Double Sabbath.
But remember, on some, and it may even be this one, at some Rosh Hashanah, the tribulation will start.
It's a high Sabbath and a regular Sabbath.
Okay. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.